I'm Laura Brandenburg, and I host Bridging the Gap. After completing this topic, you'll be able to use time-tested techniques to prepare for a business analyst job interview so that you can enter each interview with confidence. Interviews are conversations about a job opening and your qualifications. The employer wants to discover if you are truly a qualified candidate. And you want to discover if this is a job you really want. In this topic, we'll discuss how to prepare for the interview, both to answer and ask questions, and outline the potential perspectives of those who might be involved in your interview process. So first, how to prepare for the interview. The hiring manager is interested in finding the most qualified candidate. New hires are a risk, and you want to help them diminish their perceived risk in making a decision to hire you. Just like in your resume, your past career experience provides evidence that you can successfully contribute to their organization. When preparing for an interview, you want to prepare to speak confidently about your experiences and share real-world stories, often in a fair amount of detail. Consider your most relevant career experiences for this position. Practice talking about your experiences. Your tendency at first will be to present this information. Through practice, you will become comfortable with the information so that you can participate in a conversation about your experience. Because you may have tailored your resume to reference specific terms from the job description, you'll want to review the resume you submitted and practice talking about your career experiences using those terms. Don't get thrown off guard when somebody asks you about a technique you listed in your resume if you still think about that experience using different terminology. If the job description listed specific skills, you should be prepared to answer questions about these skills and provide examples from your experiences. For example, if the job description indicates that the business analyst document requirements and use cases, be prepared with a definition of what a use case is. You might even want to create a sample, in your work if possible, otherwise in your personal life, to show some initiative in learning the technical skills you'll need for the job. Some managers will not be content with a book definition. For example, I used to ask candidates what they saw as the limitations of a use case, thereby assessing their understanding of the technique and their ability to use it in a context. If you really don't have experience with a skill that is required or is asked of you in the interview, the best thing that you can do when these types of questions are asked is be humble about what you know. Explain what you learned through research and describe your most closely related experiences. Just as you don't want to oversell your qualifications in a resume, you don't want to do so in the interview either. For one thing, most hiring managers will see right through it and discover your true qualifications by asking follow-up questions. Being open about your qualifications also keeps the door open for other opportunities within the organization. You'll typically interview with more than one person, and if you know their names ahead of time, spend a bit of time researching that individual on LinkedIn or even on the web. Even if you don't know specific names, the following sections will help you appreciate the perspectives of your interviewers. You can be prepared by anticipating the perspective of the hiring manager and other interviewers, bringing questions to ask, and practicing talking about your BA experiences. So let's talk about the perspectives of these interviewers. Consider carefully the perspective of the hiring manager. Find out what you can about their background and the breadth of their responsibilities. Remember, this position solves a problem for them or alleviates a pain. The better you can understand that pain, the better you'll be able to speak to how you can help address it. If the hiring manager is in the IT group, you'll likely be their primary contact with the customer, alongside some other people in key roles, such as the project manager. Business analysts often work fairly independently, so the manager needs to trust that you will be a good communicator, that you'll be proactive, that you will learn quickly, and that you will come to them with any big issues. Most importantly, they want to know that you will communicate, and then probably communicate some more. And that this communication will not be the, bowl people over type of communication, but it will be open and honest and collaborative, and that it will help all the people on the team shine. You will have a critical role in shaping the business's perception of IT by setting realistic expectations, asking questions, and doing the analysis that ensures IT can deliver on its promises. Now, if the hiring manager is within the business group, they are probably bringing you in to help keep their communication with IT organized. You might be helping facilitate alignment across a variety of business stakeholders, or working with the main stakeholder, likely the hiring manager, to see his or her vision through to implementation. They are likely looking to someone who can help IT accomplish the objectives of their specific business unit or project team. People on the business side are often tired of hearing, "It's a requirements issue," or "I didn't know what to do." And especially if this is a new position within the organization, they'll want to know that you'll handle the IT communication on their behalf. So some other aspects of the hiring manager's perspective could include: is this a new position, or is there a team already in place? If it's a new position, they'll want to know how your skills will save them time in whatever communication issues they are currently dealing with. And they'll also want to know that you can bring experience from different kinds of projects to build a process that will work best within their organizational dynamic. Now, on the other hand, if you are going to be part of an established team with a formal process, then they might be looking for you to have the knowledge of the basics of their methodology, you know, to the extent that it's publicly available, and possibly some understanding of the tools that they use. But most importantly, they may want to be sure that you are willing to work within their process. Most BA interviews I've participated in, either as a manager or as a candidate, have involved more situational-based questions than technical ones. This is not to say that your technical skills are not important. It's just that they are not really as important as your ability to communicate, facilitate, and help people solve problems. It's rather common to have a technical skill, such as the ability to write a use case. It's harder to find people that have those strong leadership and communication abilities, and so that's what the interviewer will focus on. Hiring managers want to understand how you will approach different situations that you are going to face in their organization. How do you help people prioritize? How do you handle people who go off topic in meetings? How do you approach change? Often a hiring manager will want you to talk through one or two projects you've worked on, especially those that involved relevant responsibilities you list on your resume. Be prepared to speak specifically to what you did and how you achieved specific objectives. List the deliverables you created, the meetings you organized, and the people you interview. Talk about how you manage the discussions and be specific with examples where you can. I really can't overemphasize how important it is to be specific. I once interviewed a candidate who told me essentially, "I've been a BA for 15 years. I don't remember the details of everything that I've done." And that was a great way to pretty much end the interview almost at that point. And while she brought a lot of experience, she couldn't talk about it in detail. And so being able to talk about that experience in detail breeds trust. It helps me see as a hiring manager that you actually did what you said that you can do. And it helps me start to see how you're going to fit within my organization. So being specific and practicing talking about those details and having them fresh in your mind is extremely, extremely important. You might also meet with other business analysts. And most hiring managers with an existing BA team will bring one or more of those business analysts into the interview process. Other business analysts will want to gauge how you are going to fit in with the team and the organizational culture. One or more of them may be a senior business analyst who could potentially be overseeing your day-to-day work or mentoring you in the role. Within any team, there are always going to be various perspectives. But some of the perspectives you'll find amongst business analysts would include a process orientation. Do you know what you say you do about a specific deliverable or methodology? A tool orientation. Do you know what you say you do about a specific system, industry, or requirements tool? Interpersonal orientation. Do you have the skills necessary to deal with the more challenging personalities that they work with, either on the business or on the implementation team? Questions like, how do you handle someone who goes off topic in a meeting, or tell me about a time when you negotiated a solution with a developer, might be looking for specific interpersonal experiences. Team orientation. Are you flexible? Are you going to learn their existing process before suggesting radical changes? Do you bring a new perspective that adds value? Will you be cooperative? You might also interview with developers or development managers, depending on the organization. And most developers who have been in their profession for more than a few years have been burnt at least once by bad requirements. They will want to make sure that they are not going to get burned by you. But developers also want to be involved in the process. So look for questions that are gauging if you are going to cut them out of the loop or try to micromanage them through your requirements. Developers want to participate in the requirements process, but most prefer not to own it. You might also meet with quality assurance engineers or managers within QA. Like developers, QA engineers want to make sure that they do not get burned by bad requirements. But QA people will probably be looking for even more detail and precision. They want your requirements to be testable and give them a clear indication by which they can evaluate whether or not everything is working as expected. QA professionals often want to be involved in the requirements process and have an opportunity to provide feedback. Business subject matter experts might be product managers, marketing managers, or internal process owners from any function within the company. Some business SMEs have been doing the BA job, and this is true especially if it's a new role. Alternatively, they have been suffering from a lack of support, say if you're replacing somebody who left a while back. They will want to understand how you are going to obtain their perspective and how involved that they will be. Business SMEs can really run the gamut. There are people who want very little direct involvement and they'll just be hard to pin down at any sort of meeting. And they're going to be glad to have someone that will talk to the techies for them. Then on the other extreme, there are those who want complete control and see your role as cutting them off from direct contact with the implementation team. So be prepared for either extreme as you talk with somebody from the business. This is another opportunity to learn about what their pain points are with IT and position yourself as somebody who can help solve that pain, whatever it is. Now, often you'll also meet with project managers because a good BA is a project manager's best friend. An inadequate BA throws the brunt of their inadequacy on the project manager, because that person is often forced to step in and fill the gap. Now, a schedule-driven PM will ask you about your planning skills and how quickly you can get things done. They are often on a deadline before you are even hired, so efficiency is a key value to them. They will want to know how you're going to help the business prioritize new requests as well as manage scope. Finally, you may meet with somebody from human resources. At a larger company, every candidate is typically interviewed by a representative from HR. Sometimes a human resources professional performs that initial interview for screening purposes. What's interesting is that because HR professionals might have a limited perspective of the business analyst role, they might focus just specifically on some job qualifications, and the answers that you give them might be higher level than you would give a manager. But they might also be assessing you for organizational fit. So be ready for personality questions and how you've handled difficult situations, because they just want to make sure that you're going to be able to handle generally the challenges within that organization. Now let's talk a bit about the simulation, because it is possible that an employer will ask you to simulate your business analysis skills in an interview. This technique is designed to ascertain your true BA abilities, because nothing really speaks louder than being able to see you do business analysis real time. Simulations provide that hiring manager with a sense of your personal poise and also how you deal with pressure situations. For example, the interviewer might ask you to elicit requirements about a feature and then document them. Or they might have you lead them through a problem-solving session or an elicitation session. I once had a hiring manager ask me to elicit requirements from someone playing the role of Bill Gates about how he would redesign his bathroom. There is not much you can do to prepare for a simulation, and if you are qualified for the role, a fit for the organization, and can maintain your composure, you should do fine. The most important thing is really just to remain relaxed and confident and participate in the simulation in the moment to the best of your abilities. Let's consider some questions to ask. An interview should not be a one-way street. You should be given ample opportunity to ask questions, and some interviewers will judge you more by your questions than your answers. As Carrie Price wrote in a comment on the blog post, "What questions should I ask in a BA job interview?" When I interview candidates and they don't have questions, I actually find that slightly concerning. Our nature is to be inquisitive and to want to know more. So your questions could be perceived as evidence of your interviewing and listening skills, and also of your analytical abilities. So you might want to be prepared with the following types of questions. The business model. Ask detailed questions that show you understand the business and have thought about it and researched it. Do a little analysis. How does that company generate revenue? What are its highest value services? How does technology support or constrain those efforts? Projects. You can ask what types of projects you will be working on. Try to understand what the strategic impact of those projects is. Ask about how that project fits into the larger objectives of the organization. And ask about benefits. What do they hope to achieve through a project? You can also ask about expectations. Ask questions such as, what will an ideal candidate look like? What are the expectations of someone in this role? What kind of support will I have? For example, product knowledge is important. How would I be able to learn about the product? You can ask about culture. What is the team like? How do people work together? What do you like about working here? What's your least favorite thing about working here? Also, the process. Find out what's in place in terms of a software development process and what your role will be within it. Systems. You can ask questions about the tools and technologies the organization uses to support the processes and the product. So just some final tips. Never say anything negative about your previous employer or job situation. An insightful hiring manager will infer the truth and will respect your discretion. Many managers prompt for negative experiences because they want to avoid hiring negative people. So a prompt for a negative experience is not a license to complain. Be prepared to think about the big picture. Hiring managers are looking for BAs who will think outside the box and who will make a real contribution to their organization. So even though you might be gathering requirements for a specific project, if you understand the implications of what you have learned in the past, you can provide a lot of value for future projects. I used to ask candidates, what are some of the things you feel the company could have done better? I was looking for people who had a positive attitude toward change and a broad perspective. Before we move on, I want to talk about how to turn rejections into learning opportunities. While the process that you've gone through in this course is going to help you increase your chances of finding the right position, it is not going to save you from rejection. Even the best salespeople out there hear no 90% of the time. It's just part of the nature of the activity that you're trying to do. And even with a focused job search, there are going to be mismatches. You might find special qualifications that are not listed in the job opening. You might meet with the hiring manager and not be able to build a solid relationship. The recruiter might not understand the position, so your prep work sends you in the wrong direction. You might apply or interview for a job, only to have the hiring manager hire an internal candidate instead. So first, you need to believe something about your job search. Being turned down for a job is not a reflection on you or your potential value as an employee. Say this to yourself again and again and again because it's 100% true. And this truth frees you from dwelling on what you did wrong and permits you to learn from the experience. At any point in the job search process, ask yourself some questions about the job to discover how you can improve your job search process. And here are some questions you might consider. Were the qualifications for the position what I thought they were? Did I learn something new about a qualification? Was I truly qualified for this position? Do I need to modify my target position? Which of my qualifications did this employer value the most? And did I learn something new about how to position myself for future opportunities? Did I make it through the resume to contact funnel? And if so, why was I selected? Was this reason appropriate? If not, is it possible I'm misrepresenting myself in some way? Where did no happen, and what was the reason for the no? If this is a valid reason, how could I have gotten to know earlier in the process and saved myself some time? And if this wasn't a valid reason, how could I strengthen my positioning to overcome no next time? Now, the purpose of these questions is to help you take no and turn it into a positive. each and every no is an opportunity to learn something new about your job search process. And because these questions are so important, I've also included them into a worksheet for quick reference, and it's the Learning from No worksheet in this topic. So let's talk about some next steps. Along with this topic, you've received a worksheet to help you prepare for the interview. Use this to help yourself stay focused and be as prepared as possible. You've also received a worksheet titled Job Interview Retrospective. Use this worksheet after each interview to reflect on what you learned about the job and about your interviewing skills. Remember, just because you interviewed doesn't mean that that job is a good fit. It might not be a job you want, or you might discover that you aren't fully qualified. Don't get bogged down in taking this personally. Use these insights to improve your job search. Again, my name is Laura Brandenburg. I host Bridging the Gap, and thank you so much for your participation.